Could robots make family lawyers redundant? Maurits Barendrecht is the research director with a company called Hill Innovating Justice, which is based in the Netherlands. In a world first, the Dutch Legal Aid Board has teamed up with the company to roll out a revolutionary online dispute resolution platform called Rechtwijzer, which translates roughly as signpost to justice. Since late 2014, over 1,000 divorce settlements have been successfully completed.
We all know that divorce can be a terrible experience. From the perspective of what we as a justice sector should offer, we are helping people to reorganize their personal lives. And that's a big job. It's about what they basically do is we help them to go through the 25 issues that are typical for a divorce, solving them one by one. They reach an agreement that is hopefully bringing them that better future.
So I guess the big issues are what happens to the children in terms of care and responsibility. How do you split up finances? And also questions around housing, who stays in the house and who moves on. How do you commence this process? What, both couples in their respective homes type in information, and then what happens then?
Yeah, so the first thing we do is to relax them and to let them find information according to their needs. That's a kind of a diagnosis phase where they also can assess where they are in the process, how they feel about it, etc. And then when they are ready to work on agreements, they do an intake in which we ask them questions about what would be best for their children from the perspective of how they can grow up in a stable environment. And then we ask them for suggestions how to deal with an issue like that.
And the machine guides them through what the possibilities are, and people come up with their own solution.
It has been compared to a robot, but it has the same amount of robotized interaction as Facebook. It's basically facilitating human interaction. So the computer helps. It compares the solutions clicked on by both parties. An interesting detail is that the parties do not react to the options the other parties click on. The computer asks from each of them what their preferred options are, and then combines it and then lets them work on each topic based on how far they are already in agreeing on it.
And there's lots of additional information in the sidebar, if you like. You can access model agreements or templates which have been used by other couples. There are checklists of all the issues that you should consider. Yep. There are even sort of calculation tools, I guess, around, you know, if you've got a certain income or certain range of incomes or asset bases and how they should be split up and divided. There's also access to real people, expert advice if you need it. That's an important part of this, isn't it?
Sure, sure. But the lawyers are there as bridge builders, as mediators, or as neutral reviewers of the agreements that the parties make, and if necessary, as decision makers.
There's also, at the end of the process, once you've mapped out an agreement, there's an independent, impartial expert who reviews the parenting plan and the property settlement to see if it's fair to all parties and is sustainable and legally tenable. So there is that kind of oversight person over
One of the interesting things is that in early prototypes, in focus groups, when we tested it, people asked for that. They asked for a neutral person looking at it. And of course, once you have a reviewer, you can also have some oversight on behalf of society, so to say, that the interests of the children are taken care of and that the production of agreements leads to workable results, for instance, in financial relationships with banks, etc.
So it's been up and running in the Netherlands for a little while now. The system concentrates on divorce.
Yeah.
Has it been applied in any other areas of the law?
Let me first say that we build it in such a way that it is a universal support process for divorce as it happens everywhere in the world. And the good thing of this user-centered design from the user perspective is that the rules, they become like plugins in the system. So we have already brought it to England and it's successfully piloted there, and it's also working in Canada.
What, various provinces in Canada?
Only one at this moment, but others are looking at it.
Can you tell me what the average cost has been for the parties going through your system, and how does it compare with the average cost of going through a divorce in a traditional way?
The average cost in Holland until now have been below 1,000 euros, but we believe that we have addressed a public until now that has less difficult divorces. So we believe that that average amount will grow in the future.
And legal aid providers all around the world are calling you up, aren't they? And indeed, you're here in Australia to talk to legal aid providers in Melbourne. And I understand other parts of the country have been jetting into Melbourne to meet you as well and to hear you speak. Clearly, what you're offering them is a way of delivering services.
Yeah, they face a problem. Basically, in Australia, I learned that legal aid only reaches 8% of the population, the poorest. So there's a big unmet legal need here by people who can't afford these high-level, sophisticated but very expensive interactions between lawyers, mediators, which may cost $10,000. So there's a great interest for the legal aid boards to expand their services, have services where people contribute a bit more, perhaps, but can get better value agreements, because the mission in the end of legal aid boards is access to justice.
Maurits Barendrecht, Research Director with Hill Innovating Justice, based in the Netherlands. Next month, Rechtwijzer is expanding its offerings. It's trialling a module for those involved in landlord-tenant disputes, and it also plans to roll out services for those involved in both employment and in neighbour disputes.